Hello, hello, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. Hi. Okay, so today I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I just really got the urge to sit down and chat with you guys. But the thing that is mainly on my mind is if you are listening and you experience chronic pain, I just want to give you the world's biggest shout out for just being a total badass and being so amazing. And like, I know you have to pace yourself and really pay attention to your pain and what you can and cannot do. And I know that that must be so hard. And the reason I'm giving you a shout out is because I don't really experience chronic pain, but I am in a lot of pain right now. I have something pinched in my shoulder. It extends all the way down my arm. And then if I turn the wrong way, it like literally feels like lava is being injected into my veins. It is so deeply unpleasant. It's not like a 10 on the pain scale or something. It's still lower than that. But like, it's so, I have a very low pain tolerance. And I know a lot of autistic people have a very high pain tolerance because we're just not always aware of what our body's feeling. I have a very low pain tolerance. I am just so bad at tolerating pain, honestly. Like any amount of pain I find so distracting. I think that's like partially my ADHD. Like I'm incapable of tuning it out. So huge shout out to people who experience this all the time, because I would be a raging bitch if I was in this kind of pain all the time. And this, like I said, is not even probably that bad, but it doesn't feel good to me. It's like thankfully better when I move a little bit, which means maybe I will go work out later today. I didn't work out this morning because I was like, I just don't know that I can do this. But I might work out this afternoon if it keeps feeling just a little better. And maybe the workout will help, because I'm fairly certain I like pinched a nerve, and like part of me is like, I could go get a massage, but that won't really help because it's not the muscles that hurt. It's there's a nerve somewhere that is pinched. And the worst part about that is that there's just like not a great way to fix it. I mean, I could ice it and that might reduce the inflammation for whatever's pinching it. But like, especially with pinched nerves, you don't always know where the pinched nerve is, because where the pain shows up is not always where the pinched nerve is. It's usually somewhere like further away. Anyway, this has been a tangent brought to you by Megan in Pain, because Megan in Pain is completely incapable of focusing on anything besides the pain. So, it's something I've been kind of looking into, because I get pinched nerves a lot, like not once a month, probably once every other month I experience a pinched nerve, which kind of feels like a lot to me. But then another part of me is like, maybe that's not that much. Like maybe I'm just getting older. Like I am 30 now, but also I'm only 30. So like, I don't know. Part of me has been thinking about looking into hypermobile EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, because I've kind of been thinking about it for a while, just because I experienced some of like the other stuff. Like I can do some funny stuff with my joints sometimes, but not all of them. And it's not like extreme. But like, I don't even know how to describe it. My entire left side is so fucked right now, you guys. Like it is so bad. I'm sorry. This is not like an entertaining podcast episode. I should probably talk about you and what you guys want to hear about and what you want to talk about. But I also like think that there is value in sharing what it's like to be a neurodivergent person, slowly realizing they probably have more diagnoses than they realized. And because for a long time I thought it was like, okay, it's the autism, the ADHD, and the depression. Oh, and there's like trauma, but I don't have a trauma diagnosis. And then I was like, recently I've been like, okay, but I probably should have a trauma diagnosis, because it's probably the biggest impact on my life. Like it's a close with the autism and ADHD, but honestly, I think the trauma might affect me even more. So like, I feel like that warrants a CPTSD diagnosis, or as we talked about in the last episode, potentially like an OSDD diagnosis. Which, if you didn't listen to the last episode, OSDD stands for otherwise specified dissociative disorder. It is similar to dissociative identity disorder, which used to be known as multiple personality disorder, but it is different in multiple ways. OSDD can show up in lots of different ways, but the way that I identify with the most is that I don't experience amnesia between the parts of me. So like I don't have sections of my day I don't remember. I do have like emotional amnesia. So like if one part of me feels something and then I'm in another part later, I like can't connect with that feeling at all. Oftentimes I struggle to remember it at all. So I have like emotional amnesia, but not like full blown amnesia, like losing actual memories of time and stuff. So, anyway, so exploring those diagnoses and then also kind of starting to explore some physical diagnoses as well. Like I've been looking into CFS or, which doesn't feel like the right fit for me, but it was like the closest, and I'm starting to realize EDS may explain it better, some of the symptoms I've noticed. Like for instance, I've always had such a hard time regulating my temperature, like, and this might just be an autism thing. It might not be, you know, it might just be an autism thing, but I have the hardest time regulating my temperature. If I'm too high, I literally feel like I'm wilting. Like I can't focus. I can't anything. I just feel like I'm falling apart. And then if I'm too cold, like my body doesn't seem to produce heat. So like if I'm cold and you put a blanket on me, I will just be cold under a blanket. Does that make sense? Like, and my husband's like, I literally don't, it's like you're cold-blooded. It's like you're not a warm-blooded creature. And I'm like, I know. So anyway, I've always experienced that. I have a lot of like sudden fatigue sometimes. But I'm also like hyper productive other times. So that's why CFS, like chronic fatigue syndrome, doesn't feel right, because like I'm not exhausted all the time. I have a lot of energy a lot of the time. So like I'm bad at homeostasis. That's what my husband always says. I am bad at homeostasis, like mood swings, temperature, focusing, like regulating my attention. I'm just bad at homeostasis, always have been. And so anyway, I'm just like exploring and trying to figure out if there are things that explain some of this, and if so, if there are things I can do about it, I guess. I have been looking into physical therapy because in addition to like my pinched nerve and like my knee is all fucked up and all this stuff, like my other arm, so on my right side, my elbow has been super like just wonky for a long time now, like probably 3 or 4 months. Like I have like next to no grip strength in my hand, and it's because like my elbow is all messed up, and like I have no idea what I even did to it. But yeah, I should probably start PT at some point. But oh my gosh, like the executive functioning required to set up a like regular appointment, especially as a self-employed person where like my schedule is super packed, and like but I can't go after work because then I'm watching the kids. So it's like, I don't even know. Anyway, this episode has been long and rambly. Actually, not that long. It's only like 8 minutes so far, but like it's been pretty rambly and pretty self-indulgent, if I'm being honest. But hey, you know, it's my private podcast. If you don't want to listen, you don't have to. No one's forcing you. But I do want to keep these episodes interesting. I don't want you thinking like every episode's just going to be like Megan navel gazing and like talking about my own experience. But at the same time, I think a lot of you probably resonate with my experience of like, do I have EDS? Or, you know, am I a dissociative system? Like, I think there's probably others among us, you know, those of you who get this and have been here, and hopefully you benefit from hearing me kind of explore and talk about what it's like for me. So that's today's episode. I'm in pain and I don't like it. And I really am struggling to focus on anything else. So that's what we're talking about today. If you have a like episode topic request, if there's something you want to hear me talk about, like for example, if you want to hear more about how I'm exploring EDS, or if I do start physical therapy, if you want to hear what that's like, you know, let me know. Or if you have a whole other episode idea, please go ahead, let me know. My email is Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at theneurocuriosityclub.com. So I will put that in the show notes as well. And oh, also, this is like a complete side note, but I do feel like I should mention it. I am running something called the Get Shit Done program. If you've been in my world for a while and you know about the Get Shit Done program, no, you don't. And I say that because I completely revamped it. It is totally different than it has been in past years. It is amazing. And not, I mean, it's always been amazing, but I'm very excited for the revamp. It is now a 6-month program, and each month has a different focus. And basically the gist of the program is I want to combine emotional skills with practical skills and a community so that you can make real life changes, especially when it comes to like daily living. So housework, hygiene, hobbies. I want to help you do the basic, quote unquote basic, like we all know basic just means easy for neurotypicals. But anyway, I want to help you with the quote unquote basic things of adult life. I want to help make them easier for you. So the Get Shit Done program is, doors are open now, but we start on Monday the 31st. That's in 1 week. So if you want to join, you have to do it before then, because then the doors will close and they will not reopen until probably September, October, November, late in the year, because it's a 6-month program. And once I run it, you know, and I'm not going to run multiple cohorts at the same time, at least not right now. So if you want to join, like right now is the time. The cost is $697 total, but there are payment plans, 3-month and 6-month, that are available for you. Those payment plans are completely interest-free. It's just $697 divided by 3 or divided by 6 and then like rounded up to the nearest dollar, right? So what else do you need to know? It's going to be so fun. We have like 7 or 8 people in there already. It's going to be amazing. Oh, and I'm offering a 25% off discount to anybody who emails me with their receipt showing me that they donated to a family in need in Gaza. If you need help finding a family to donate to, I highly recommend going to Funds for Gaza on Instagram. They have a whole spreadsheet full of a bunch of GoFundMes. You can just pick one, donate, send me the receipt. Again, my email is Megan at theneurocuriosityclub.com, and I will send you the 25% off discount code for the Get Shit Done program. So just so you know, you have 1 week, you should join us. It's going to be amazing. Okay, that's all I have. Megan's in pain. Join the Get Shit Done program. That's the gist of this episode. All right, guys, talk to you next time.